I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 14 months ago, the president of Hope Givers International, Dr. Samuel Thomas, was arrested in India on anti-nationalism charges. Thomas was recently visiting his family in the U.S. on a court-approved visitation. In an exclusive interview with MNN, he says although he faced harsh persecution and incarceration, he gave gospel portions to 1,500 inmates. Thomas is now back in India. On May 1st, the Supreme Court was to have handed down a final decision for getting all of the ministry licenses back, but there's been no update from them. And in Somalia, the worst violence in 16 years has forced 500,000 women and children to flee. World Vision's offering food, medical facilities, and social support to the displaced as the hands and feet of Christ. World Vision needs $750,000 to fund this effort, and possibly more as the rainy season approaches. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. Other MNN versions are available on demand at missionnetworknews.org or search for us at iTunes. I'm Ruth Kramer.